Doyle says getting the Obama administration to approve the senior care extension was much easier than convincing the Bush administration to do so. Doyle says the 90,000 Wisconsinites now in senior care and those wanting to sign up should be very happy with President Obama's decision.
I want everybody to know we're safe. Senior care is good. It's in good stead. It is going to continue in this state. People don't have to be anxious about the possibility that it will be lost.
West Dallas resident Louise Toth is happy to hear the news. She says the program saves her hundreds of dollars a month in prescription drug costs.
So that's quite a saving. I eat well. You know, there's a big difference. You either take your pit medicine or you eat better. And I do both.
Governor Doyle and Senator Herb Kohl say for many seniors, senior care is less costly than the Medicare Part D prescription drug plan, because under senior care, Wisconsin can negotiate with drug companies for cost reductions. Kohl was asked when Medicare Part D might be changed to allow negotiation.
Well, it needs to originate with the administration's proposal on health care reform. If it's put in any kind of a health care reform bill, I'm sure it will get voted.
Kohl predicts Congress will pass some sort of health care package this fall, but he says it's unclear if the changes will be large or small. More information about signing up for senior care can be found through a state telephone hotline or the Wisconsin.gov website. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.